Tonight, I have a great privilege of introducing Lorne Sanney to you, who is going to share some of the promises that God has given. Lorne Sanney led the Navigators for 30 years following the death of Dawson Trotman. And talk about change. Terry has led the U.S. through a lot of change, but I don't think it holds a candle to the change that Lorne led the Navigators through after the leadership was thrust upon him in 1956. And he, of course, led the Navigators through the greatest growth period that we have ever had, from an American agency with a few staff to 10 years ago with a great number of staff in about 70 countries at that time. Lorne has been a personal friend and a mentor to me these last 10 years. He continues to minister, especially to business and professional men. And it's a great privilege, Lorne, to have you here tonight. Would you come and share, please?
My shoulders are drooped, too. I got so I was embarrassed. My people said, "You were president how long?" And I said, "Well, 30 years. Well, somebody said, "How come so long?" Well, I had it so messed up that they couldn't find anybody to replace me. And you know that statement, it takes a rocket scientist? Well, it took a rocket scientist to straighten things out. Jerry said he's asked me to spend a few moments sharing the promises of God and the Navigators. This Navigator ministry, which he's described in over 100 countries, and the stout-hearted men and women that staff it, two of whom you heard tonight, are a direct result of the promises of God. 2 Corinthians 1:20, Paul said, "No matter how many promises God has made, they are yes in Christ." No matter how many promises, and there are many. The Bible is like a South Africa diamond mine. It's strewn with gems in the form of promises. And I want to share just four of them, of those gems. Two personal and two for the Navigators. First is Revelation 3:20. "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him and he with me." I was 17 years old when I slipped out of bed one night on my knees and said, "Lord Jesus, I know I'm a sinner. And I believe that you died on the cross for me. And if I have never asked you to come into my heart before, I do ask you to come in right now." And I crawl back into bed. Over 59 years, Jesus has kept and is keeping that promise to live with and in me. In those days, the Bible was so exciting. I underlined the verses in red that I appreciated, and the Gospel of John is virtually all underlined in red, the first book I read. Then I heard about a life verse, which I thought was a great idea. And those days I got about a life verse a week, I think. But one of those stuck. And for over a half century, this gem has kept me. 1 Corinthians 15:58. "Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord." Many times we think it is, but it is not. It's a promise. And God supports his promises. They are yes in Christ. When I was 20, Dawson Trotman invited me to come to work with him. And that meant moving into the home with him and Lila and their children, which I did. I'd been with him some months, and I began to notice something about him that I had never seen in anybody else, though I didn't have that broad an experience, of course. But there was a certainty about him. I couldn't quite describe it or put my finger on it. And so one day I asked him, I said, "Dawson, what is it? To me, you seem like you feel like you're a man of destiny." Wasn't a very, you know, smooth way of asking, stating it. Well, I never forget his answer. He said, "Well, I don't know about that, Lorne." Or Sanny, he always called me Sanny. He said, "But I do know that God has given me some promises that I know he is going to fulfill." Now, had I asked him at that moment what they were, I know what he would have said. Fortunately, I didn't. He would have said, "Oh, no, you don't. You get your own." But I did. It leaked out over the few years. One of them was Isaiah 54, verses 2 and 3. And I'll come back to that in just a moment. And another one of those promises that gave him that certainty was Isaiah 43, verses 4 to 6. Well, it was 20 years later. 15 years later, Dawson died. Another 5 years, I'd been president for 5 years. About 40. And I came into what I found out later was a midlife crisis. We didn't know about midlife crises in those days. Had I known it, I would have thought I was due for one, and I would have welcomed it. But as it is, I was quite upset. I didn't know where I was going. So in desperation, I said to Rod Sergeant one day, "I'd like you to take over the administration of this work. I'm going to go and get alone with God until God talks to me and gives me some new promises. I need some direction." It took 10 weeks. I remember I said to the Lord, "Now, Lord, I want you to call me by name. This chubby guy from the Iowa farm wants to know that you, God, has spoken to him. Not Dawson Trotman, not the navigators, me, Lorne Sanny. And I want you to call me by name." Now, I don't know how I was going to do that. But I was in earnest about this. "And whatever way you direct me, I'll go that way." Well, I was over here in the Garden of the Gods one day, and I was reading Isaiah 53. And by the way, I was avoiding the book of Isaiah because that's where Dawson got his promises, and I wanted my own. But I was reading about the suffering Savior, how he'd see the travail of his soul to be satisfied. And sort of a wave of conviction came over me. I said, "Lord, I'm the poorest evangelist witness in the navigators. And here I'm the president. Not only that, I think I'm the poorest disciple. In fact, Lord, I'm barren. It's an oddity." And I was talking to the Lord along those lines in Isaiah 53. And I thought, well, I'll read on into 54. It says, "Sing, O barren." "Thou that didst not bear." As if to say, I don't know for sure yet if the Lord talks to you like this, but it's as if to say, "Okay, you asked me to call you by name. You've given yourself one. Barren, we'll use that one. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to sing." "Okay, so you're not fruitful. I want you to sing anyway. And here's what I want you to do. Enlarge the place of thy tent. And let them stretch forth the curtains of thine habitations. Spare not, lengthen the cords, strengthen the stakes. For thou shalt break forth on the right hand and on the left, and thy seed shall inherit the Gentiles, and shall make the desolate cities to be inhabited. Let it go, the whole world, every nation." That was one of Dawson's verses. But I got it direct. I needed that. And then there's this word seed, thy seed. So I began to look at that word. And that led me over to Isaiah 43. "Since thou wast precious in my sight, Thou hast been honorable, and I have loved thee. Therefore will I give men for thee and people for thy life. Well, that's the very heart of what we do. You exchange your life for people. You fall on the ground and die, and you bring forth much fruit. That's the heart of the whole thing. And then he goes on and says, okay, fear not, for I am with thee. I will bring thy seed from the east and gather thee from the west. I'll say to the north, give up, and to the south, keep not back. Bring my sons from far and my daughters from the ends of the earth. And in a few minutes, I can't tell you just how I knew. But here was another one of Dawson's. Now it was mine. I remember after the 10 weeks was over, there was a pastor came here to speak. I took him up to Eagle Lake so we could talk there. And we were sitting there talking, and I was telling him about this. I said, you know what God's going to do? Not that they have to come to Glen Eyrie, but they're going to come here from all over the world. And I saw two fellows fishing in Eagle Lake. I said, there's a little microcosm right there. Because in the front was Jimmy Chu from Singapore, and the back of the boat was Dag Mosseide from Norway. 2 years ago, there were 26 Asian navigator leaders here. And I was asked to take them to walk up to Dawson's grave. And I shared with them the promises and the story I've just told you. And I went here to Isaiah 43 and I said, I'll bring thy seed from the east and from the west. I'll say to the north, give up. To the south, hold not back. Bring my sons from far and my daughters from the ends of the earth. I said, God promised that to Dawson. He promised that to me. He's promised that to other navigators independently. Another sense. And here you are. There is the promise. There was the prayer. The years have gone by. Here you are. It was a couple of months later, I think, Jerry, you had all your international leaders here, about 45. And we took them up there. And I went through the same thing. I said, okay, the east, the west, the north, the south, here you are. And you saw two of them tonight, and you heard them. James and Mike. Direct results of the promises of God claimed in prayer. No matter how many promises God has made, they are yes in Christ. To you personally, the Bible's full of them. And to the navigators as a society, as a ministry, as well. Amen.